It is truly a pleasure to see all of you here today. It's really a wonderful time to be able to be together. I'm really excited about a lot of the stuff that is going on. This past weekend, the ladies had a ladies' advance, and I heard a lot of really positive and good things about the ladies' advance from the ladies that went, who I've talked to. So I'm grateful and thankful for that. Next weekend is the Virginia Family Camp, so that's coming right up here, and you probably made preparations for that. Number of other things, the Spiritual Warriors weekend is just a little bit away, and so there's a lot of really, really positive things going on, and I'm glad to see everybody here. I did wonder, I saw, you know, we had a real nice turnout today, and I wonder just a little bit if maybe the fact, a lot of you have been tracking as far as what I'm usually preaching about, and the verse that I was supposed to tackle today went like this: "Children, be obedient to your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord." So I figured that maybe the great turnout is, let's get our kids in here and I can give them a lashing and do some of the parents' work for you. But if that was what you were planning on, you'll have to wait one more week. I'll get to it next week, okay? I'll preach about that next week. How about that? No lashing guaranteed at all. I'd like you to go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. First Thessalonians chapter 4. We'll pick it up in verse 9. I'm gonna draw something out here just a little bit. 1 Thessalonians 4:9. "Now as to the love of the brethren, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. For indeed, you do practice it towards all the brethren who are in Macedonia. But we urge you, brethren, to excel still more." And if you look at verse 1 of that chapter, similar kind of encouragement is coming from Paul to the church at Thessalonica to excel, or Thessalonica. I always go back and forth. I think Thessalonica is more right, but I'm preaching through Thessalonians and Wasion, and so it really bugs me that I can't decide on a pronunciation, so I'm going back and forth all the time. But the saints in Thessalonica here, there's an encouragement that is being given by Paul to excel still more. And the preacher should really turn his cell phone off. That's fairly embarrassing. That's one place where you can excel still more, is the preacher can turn off his cell phone. All right. So, excel still more. What congregation is that not true of? Excel still more. When we're doing good, what's the encouragement? Excel still more. When we're struggling, what's the encouragement? Excel still more. When we're somewhere in between, what's the encouragement? I think you get the picture, right? Excel still more. And so one of the things today is that I want to look at is I want to look at some of the good things that we're doing as a congregation together to advance the kingdom. Because for us to really be able to know where we're going, one of the things that we have to do is we have to know where we've been, right? And so if you don't know history, what is it? You're doomed to repeat it, right? If we don't have an appreciation for the impact that we're making, the motivation can start to wane to continue to make that impact. If you don't recognize, if you don't realize the fact that you're making a difference, then in the moment, doesn't Satan have all sorts of frustrations to be able to put in front of you to say, hey, what you're doing really doesn't make a difference? And so while we are the type of people who, when we're talking about sin, when we're talking about the old man, we want to be the type of people who forget what lies behind and press forward to what's ahead. We don't want to lose touch with who or with what we've accomplished. We don't want to lose touch even with who we used to be from the perspective of not who we are anymore. But if you don't properly evaluate your own strengths and weaknesses, you're going to be hurting, right? And so congregationally, I want to take this time to encourage and then also to vision cast a little bit. I want to talk about our culture, working on a together culture, a new creation culture, a culture of togetherness. Culture is everything. And so implementing a culture, that's not something that takes place overnight, but we're a bunch of people that really like each other, care about one another, want one another to help make it to heaven, and appreciate you guys on an individual level. Really appreciate, I am not going to cover everything, okay? I'm not going to cover the one thing that you want me to cover, whatever that is. I can just guarantee that I'm not going to cover it. I'm not purposely leaving anybody in or leaving anybody out, okay? I'm just going to go over some general things, okay, that I'm proud of the congregation for, and then do some vision casting as well. Really appreciate the effort that's being made with the youth. You talk about investment. Youth are important. Our youth are important. As parents, our greatest responsibility as far as discipleship, okay, there are kids. Married people, you, your spouse, and then your kids. Okay, those are the disciples that you need to worry about first. Now, then that cannot be the extent of our evangelism or our disciple making. But those are your first disciples. Those people that are closest to you. So I appreciate the effort that's made in the youth, with the youth. I appreciate the effort for the kids' classes every Wednesday night and every Sunday for Sunday school. Really appreciate the effort there. Appreciate the Christian education ministries take place and that go on. The importance of Christian education and the desire to train our kids in the way that they should go. Thankful for how everybody pitches in for the rally. It's the Lima Rally, right? Lima Rally that was started a long time ago, right? And has gone through many different iterations and many different forms. But what it's been throughout all of the years is the Lima Rally. And all of Lima, congregation, those we fellowship with, we all work together to make the Lima Rally work. We pitch in, we see a need, and we fill the need. That matters. It's an outreach. I can tell you from being an outsider of the rally, as close as 3 years ago, I was just somebody who attended the rally, and it meant a lot. It was a big deal, the contribution that made to be able to have a rally that was as close to Wauseon, as close to Bellevue, as close to Lancaster, as close to Connersville as it was, a congregation who made it very easy for people to attend and to come to the rally, made a big difference. A rally that didn't charge. One of the first ones to do that. Rally didn't charge, and we'll talk about here in just a few minutes, it costs, okay? It costs, but we don't charge. Why? Because we see it as an outreach. We see it as an opportunity to make an impact in the kingdom for the other congregations to really be able to benefit from. I think that we do a great job as far as pitching in together to get that done. And I think this past rally in particular, I'm going to kind of talk about things that have happened since the beginning of 2018. I think the last rally in particular was a great success because we all pitched in together to make it that kind of a success. People with brooms, people with mops, people bringing food in, a tremendous amount of teamwork and a tremendous amount of coordination that goes into the rally. And I'm talking specifically right now about that weekend, but you know what? There's a tremendous amount of coordination and participation that takes place in the weeks and the months prior to the rally to make that happen too. It's because y'all make it happen. We all make it happen. And I think that the speaking this year was really good, and I think it was one of the best rallies that we've had numerically as well. Again, we don't want to base things off of numbers. Our success or failure isn't based upon numbers, but it's nice when the building's full, right? That it is one measure of impact that we're making on the movement, and a way for us to be able to reach out and to give back to the movement as a whole. I'm really thankful for things like the Fall Fest. The Christmas play. A lot of work and effort goes on so that we can have a Christmas play. I appreciated the Christmas play. You guys know a lot of people. You're related to a lot of people. That's awesome, right? Because those are opportunities. Not to mention the positive impact that makes on our kids. And again, if people like Sue and Eileen, if they don't spearhead that, it doesn't happen. It doesn't take place. Okay. Jeremy comes in and provides a little bit of order. It's helpful, right? It's helpful. So, important, the things that are going on. Something like the Fall Fest really works for us. It gives us a time for the congregation to invite outsiders in and to serve them and to show them Jesus. An opportunity for us to be able to invite them in and play wiffle ball with them. See, a lot of times those are going to be the times when people see Jesus in us, and those are going to provide the opportunities for us to be able to have a conversation that is meaningful, that makes a difference. And everybody pitches together for things like that too. There's always more than enough food, right? You guys, we do a tremendous job, great desserts. It is a wonderful, wonderful time for everybody to bring that in. As a congregation, we were able to help support Avni in his time of need this year. We did that last year. We were able to do it again this year. Steve sent out a call, right? We were able to send a substantial check to Avni to be able to help provide for his needs. We're making a difference, not just in this country, even. You know, one thing that I want to talk about, not too much, but I want to express my gratitude that, you know, January 1st, 2018, I was able to go full time. Partially because of the generosity and giving of this congregation. Okay, I'm able to full-time preach and teach the gospel. Now, anybody who knows it knows that preaching and teaching the gospel is always full-time, but I don't have to be saddled with another job. Makes a difference. Makes a difference in my time availability and the things that I'm able to do to dedicate to the kingdom. That's because it's a team effort. Because of a teamwork. That we're able to be able to do this together. Guys, what about those that clean the building? I don't know about you, but I sure notice when the building gets clean and when the building does not get clean. Yeah. I think other people do too. Makes a difference. Now, do I check the cleaning list and notice that the building's clean, right? Check the cleaning list and go shake everybody's hand thank you for doing it. No. And also when the building's dirty, you know what else I don't do? I don't go to the cleaning list and say, whose fault is this? We're together. We're family. You know what? Sometimes things are dirty at my house. I mean, yeah, I know it's hard to believe, but, you know, it really is. Okay? Quite often, actually. It's because of me, not Brenna, but... keep Brenna in your prayers, by the way. Both her and Ember are sick this afternoon, so be praying for that. But those things really make a difference. People that do maintenance around the building. I'm particularly thankful for that because there's not a bone of mechanic, not a bone of handyman in me. Zero, nil, nada, zilch. Doesn't exist. People that do van maintenance. You know, I'm appreciative of Davey kind of heading that up a little bit for us. He's gone round and round with that van. But you know what? Now we're able to use that van to be able to go to things like Ladies Advance. To be able to do things like take kids to camp. Makes a difference. Excel still more. Excel still more. So I'm thankful for your individual participation. There are a lot of things that happen that take place and we don't know, I don't know about what's going on. But ultimately, guys, what I do, what you do, is a team effort all for King Jesus. This is about the cause of Christ. And each team member needs to fill their role. I had a completely different sermon, but I used this illustration in Wauseon. I'm a little bit afraid to use it here today. But Beilein, the Michigan coach, I know. Okay, he was interviewed the other day. Okay, Michigan got to the championship game again, by the way. Please don't tell me the score. My phone's off now, by the way. Don't tell me the score. I'm going to watch it later. Okay, but they're in the championship game today. Okay, and the reporter asked him a question. He said, you know, how is it that you guys are able to have the success? And, you know, it's not maybe the best question in the world, but one of the things that Beilein said, I really appreciated his answer, is that each individual member did their job. They did their job. Now, is that glamorous? I mean, nobody's really, I mean, I guess I'm using it as an illustration today, but nobody's really going away from that saying like, oh, that Beilein guy, he's really smart. Hey, do your job. You know, what's that take to say that? Do your job. But for each one of us, isn't that really what we're supposed to be doing? Doing our job, filling our role individually in the body to the best of our ability to make our head coach happy. Rob brought out, he doesn't love us anymore or love us any less. Okay, but we want to be pleasing to him. We want to help this thing to go forward. We want to score buckets for King Jesus. And whether that means that we have to bring the ball up the court, or we're the one giving the assist, or we're doing all sorts of grimy, grunny work down in the low post to be able to secure the rebounds, it doesn't particularly matter. Because it's all of us working together for King Jesus. And he has the perfect game plan, doesn't he? So, say all that to appreciate, too, a lot of individual things that we do as far as outreach to the lost, conversations that are being had, things that are being floated out there. We really want to continue to grow our togetherness and our culture as we steadfastly carry out the purpose that Jesus has called us to. I want to go to two other scriptures here. Okay, I want to go to, let's go to Matthew 28. Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, immersing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And this ultimately is the last instructions that Jesus gives to us here on the earth. This is the mission. Said another way, said in another scripture, the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which is lost. Go, make disciples, immerse, and continue to teach those disciples. all the things that I've talked about earlier, they're all in some way, shape, or form relating to our ability to be able to go, to make disciples, to immerse, to continue to teach those disciples. Working together to be able to effectively get the job of Jesus done, because one of the things that unifies us is our unified purpose. We're on the same team. We have the same purpose. See, team unity can't exist unless there's unity of purpose. Okay? Unity of purpose is absolutely essential, and we have a unified purpose. So we want to do things, that are going to advance the goal and the agenda of Jesus' purpose. As a congregation, the question then is, okay, how do we do that together? How do we make sure that all the different the teammates are communicating with one another, that they are playing their role so that they know what their role is? One of the things that's interesting to me, I was talking to, many of you guys know that Joe Shanahan, many of you have met him. He's been to the rally a couple times and that sort of thing. He's been to the youth functions that the kids went to. One of the things, they had a bunch of seniors on their team this year, and they won the MCAA state championship in the state of Montana, and they went on to win regionals in California, and then they went to nationals this past week. They did not win nationals, but the teams that did were incredible. He has four seniors on that team this year. And I was talking to one of the kids on the team that was younger. I don't know, he was a freshman or a sophomore. One of the things that he said is, I cannot believe the amount of cohesion and communication that takes place with these guys. They have four seniors and a junior. Okay, that's their starting five. The cohesion, he said, they hardly look at each other and they know where the other one's going to be. Again, we want to get to that kind of level working with one another in the Lord's church. Well, let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. First Corinthians, the 14th chapter. I want to pick out two verses here, as talking specifically in context of the working and the order within the assembly. But the principles that are given are true and important for us to look at here. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 33, and then I want us to drop down to verse 40. For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. And then verse 40, but let all things be done properly and in an orderly manner. So we want things to be done together. We want things to be done properly and in an orderly manner. So as we kind of enter the vision casting part of this message, one of the things that I want us to do is to work on how can we individually contribute to help make the team be pushed further. How can we get there? Because it's a team effort to do anything that we have to do. Let's start with the rally, since I just talked for a whole bunch of time about how that's a team effort for us to get that done. The rally this year is going to be June 28th through the 30th. So I'll give you a minute to write that down. June the 28th through the 30th. And I really appreciate everybody's hard work there. The schedule is going to be pretty similar to last year. As far as schedule goes, the schedule is going to start on Friday morning, and it's going to go to Sunday afternoon. One of the things there, ending at Sunday afternoon as opposed to early Sunday the way that we used to, because our regular assembly time is now on Sunday afternoons, and there's a lot of people who have changed their schedule to make that happen, to make that take place, and to prioritize the assembly. So we definitely want to cater to those people. That'll be a similar schedule to next year. one of the things that we're asking has kind of been our culture here, and I think it's a really positive thing to do, is we're going to ask for $100 a family. Again, some families can do more. Some families, that's pretty difficult to do. I don't want you to feel bad if it's not possible for you to do that. But if you can, I really appreciate extra $100 given towards the rally. The rally itself costs us well over $3,000. Okay? Well over $3,000. So that's a significant amount. We'll talk about finances a little bit later. Okay, let's just say this. We're not rolling in the dough. Okay? We're not about to close up shop, but we're not rolling in the dough. Again, obviously we wouldn't ever close up shop. Bad terminology. But you know what I'm saying. We're not in the red, but we're also not rolling in the dough. And so a $3,000 deduction is certainly significant from the general fund. I encourage you guys, $100 a family, if you can make that possible, and if you want to make up for maybe some of the people who can't, it's more than appreciated. I'm going to be taking topic suggestions between now and the 31st. Okay, so one of the things is I worked off one of the suggestions that I was given last year, really appreciated that. If you have a topic suggestion that you want to give me, give that to me in writing. My email address is on the front of the bulletin. You can email that. You can text it to me. With these things, I'm going to encourage you to write it down in some shape or form, because even though I'm a younger guy, my memory is terrible. Okay? So I really would encourage you that if you have suggestions, please write them down for me, and I'll be gathering those together so I can see what we all have. And then making a decision on the 31st. I'll be taking those until the 31st. Really want to set things up with the rally in such a way as to be able to integrate new people that we have come in and to give people opportunities for people to seamlessly participate in the rally. A lot of you guys have been doing this for a long time. I really, really appreciate the effort and the ones that make it go. One of the things that we also want to be setting up is we want to be setting up that as we grow, as we get more people, as we do the job of the purpose of seeking and saving the lost, that we want to be able to integrate those people in as well. And so we want to do things, again, properly and orderly so that seamlessly people can be worked in. It's not like, well, this is what I always do, so this is what I'm going to do. No, in all likelihood, this year and in the coming years, we're going to need you to do those things, right? But we want to have the communication so that people can feel like, hey, I've never done this. I want to step up and be more involved. Do they know how to? So I want to lay the groundwork, hopefully, so that people can do that more. Three-point people that I'm going to point you guys towards in particular in specific areas. Okay, number one, Jeremy is heading up meals. Okay. So I've instructed people that I'm going to talk to you about, I've instructed them, they are not going to hound you. They are not going to hunt you down. They are not going to ask you if you want to be involved in the meals. I have this set up because I want you to come to them. Everybody has their own unique circumstances, have their own unique things that we're working through. Okay? And so what I want you to do is if you're interested in helping with meals, let Jeremy know. That gives him the green light to then hound you and hunt you down, okay? So let Jeremy know that, hey, I want to help out with meals. And let, you know, and of course we always need desserts, and I'm sure that he'll have me give those announcements and that sort of thing. But Jeremy's my point guy there, and if you want to help with the meals in any way, shape, or form, please let Jeremy know. Second is housing, okay? Same sort of a deal. Okay, if you have people, or if you have housing available for people to be able to stay with you during the rally, please see Sue. Okay, she is also not going to hound you, hunt you down, put a, no thanks. Okay, but you need to let her know. And one of the things that I'm going to do as we go along, her and I are going to communicate. We'll have as many spots as what we have, and that's what we have. One of the things that I'm going to try and work with that is I get the flyer out. I'm going to try and let people let us know by a cutoff date, whether that be June 15th or June 1st, what we have. And not that we won't have any flexibility when people come, but I want you to work that through Sue so that we know what we can accommodate. Because, like we said, last year was one of the best attended rallies. If all of those people come back and then say, oh, well, we just thought you'd house us, we would be in a little bit of trouble. Okay? They can't all come back with me to Wauseon. All right? So see Sue for that. Classes. If you're interested in teaching classes, please let me know. Okay? Again, I don't want to lean on the same people necessarily every year, but I want people who are interested and who want to lead the classes. So if you're interested in helping out with the kids' classes, usually we do up until about age 12. If you're interested in either the younger kids or the older kids helping to lead classes, I try and usually get at least two people per class. I'm going to pair you up and, you know, get you working in the classes together. Again, all of this, if you have suggestions, if you have questions, please set up a time. You and I would be happy to talk. I want to talk about your suggestions, the thoughts that you have for the rally. It's going to take all of our creativity together to be able to provide the best thing for the kingdom as a whole. So again, approach them and let us know what we have to work with. That way we can follow up with details. All right, a couple of other things. I'm not running too long. Thankfully, Joe gave me a bunch of time, so thank you for that, sir. A couple of other things that I just want to kind of update us on and to have our collective brains working together and want to get solicit your insight on. Okay, some things for us to consider. Number one, we had a major problem with the air conditioning. Okay, a lot of you guys know about it. Well, you felt it that day of the rally when the air conditioner went out, right? We got a temporary solution. Again, I'm not Mr. Handyman. Something about the wires melted all together and we had to get new wires. Is that basically, okay, that's the kindergarten version of what happened? Perfect. Okay, so now it's fixed. Okay, about $1,600 later, it's fixed and we've got AC. We're ready to go. For the Lima Rally, we're ready to go for the heat of summer. We'll welcome that anytime, especially as we see the snow falling out there still yet today, huh? But when we need the AC, we've got it, okay? So we've got that, and a lot of people worked on that to make sure that we got the best deal we could, that sort of thing. Thankfully, one of the things, if we're going back to about January 1, 2018, we haven't had a lot of huge expenses. That's something to really be grateful and thankful for, that we haven't had a lot of expenses that are out of the ordinary. But we do have a number of potential projects that need to be addressed in time. Some of these are going to be shorter term projects. Others will be further out. Again, if you have specific input, I want to hear that specific input. Again, email me, text me. Set up a time for us to get together and talk. I want as much of your feedback because this is our team. This is our congregation and nobody has a monopoly on good ideas. Nobody does. And so since nobody has a monopoly on good ideas, you know, what's the old saying? Two heads are better than one even if one of them's cabbage. Okay, so helpful to be able to put our heads together to be the best that we could be. One of the things that probably needs to be done super short term is the parking lot needs sealed. Okay? So it probably needs to be done this year. A lot of these things I want to talk about timing and I want to talk about how we actually get them done. Parking lot sealing is probably something, if we want to protect our investment long term, needs to be done this year. There still is, I'm still very much open to input. Do we want to try to accomplish that before the rally? Do we want to schedule it after the rally? Do we have people that we've worked with in the past that we can recommend? I'd love to hear what everybody thinks about that, but that's one of those things that need to get done. Something else that needs to be done at some point, probably sooner rather than later, is that there needs to be window replacement. Okay? The windows, as I understand it, now, I haven't been here since then, so I don't know, but as I understand it, the windows are the original windows, which means they're windows from 1959. I don't think that any of you would allow yourself to have a house that had windows from 1959. So probably if we're going to be good stewards and care about efficiency and not have all of our air conditioning and heating money go out the windows, we probably should replace these windows at some point. And again, we might have to do that in sections, open to input, but the schoolroom in particular would probably be where we would want to focus that effort initially. Something else that we need to think about, again, maybe something a little bit longer term, but we need to think about at some point pew replacement. Okay? Now, think about it. It's not cheap. Okay? But something that if you look at these pews, they're very much starting to break down. Something that we need to do on a shorter term basis though is probably even before the rally. There's no way that we can afford it. There's no way that we can afford it or that that's the direction that we want to go before the rally. I'm very much open to ideas and to suggestions. If you have some ideas that maybe you're thinking a little bit different, let's talk about them. Please see me. But we probably, if you take a look at the pews, we do need to do something before the rally to make sure that the pews aren't falling apart when we get five adult males on a pew, right? Because if you look at a lot of the middles. So I know that some of that repair work has been done before, that we've always gotten that done before. So if you're willing, able, have suggestions, let's do it. Let's talk about it. And maybe we'll have more than one suggestion there. Something else, just a little bit longer term, I think that it's not nearly as pressing as, at some point we will need to replace this carpet in the auditorium. I don't think that that's particularly pressing, and again, I'm willing to hear different input on that, but the carpet is not ripping, it's not tearing, it's not a hazard. Wasion, we recently replaced our carpet, and that's because we had red tape all over the carpet, okay, and the carpet was sticking up, and it was a trip hazard. If we were in that scenario, we would need to prioritize carpet a little bit more. But the carpet is getting older, so as a longer-term project, it's something to just be on the mind. Again, we want to be able to be flexible. So again, this is not a comprehensive list of things that need to be addressed, but I want to welcome discussion. I want to hear what your input is, and we'll kind of follow up. I'll follow up on a specific plan to address some of these possibilities in about a month so that you can come to me and then we can talk about these things. We can get ideas. We can gather those things together and then kind of say, okay, this is what we decided to do in this order and this prioritization in about a month. Finally, I'm starting to run out of time, but I wanted to give us an update a little bit about how we are doing financially. Financially, on a month-to-month basis, we basically typically break even. Okay? We have some months that are a little bit better, and then we have some months that are worse. Okay? And so, with what we want to do and the things that I lined out, attending to both the physical and spiritual needs of the congregation, finances are certainly required. And so, financially, if you have specific questions, I'm more than happy to talk about how we're doing financially. Over the past, just, I don't have handouts or anything, but over the past year or so, we had about $13,000 in the bank, give or take. Okay, some months it was less, some months, well, 13 was about the high. Some months it was less, but right about there in the bank. Right now we've had a number of bills come, and so if you looked at our bank account, it'd probably be somewhere in the ballpark of about 9 right now. Okay, but that number fluctuates a little bit. Well, if we look at what it takes on a month-to-month basis, you look at something like the rally, that itself is $3,000, it's not a lot of wiggle room, okay, but there's a lot of stuff that we want to get done. And so I really appreciate, there's a lot of you who give very faithfully on a week-to-week basis, and you give to the point that it is a major sacrifice. And I really want to appreciate that, because, again, all of the things that we talked about before, It takes money. It takes finances. Some of you aren't as faithful. Some of you don't give at all. This is the way that it is. Okay? And so what we want is giving is not just, the church needs money. Rather, okay, God, let's ask a more fundamental question. Okay? Does God have all the money that he wants? God, the owner of all the money? If God wanted to print us up a Federal Reserve machine where we printed all of our money, could he do that? But does God want our participation and our stewardship because it's for our good? And does he want all of the team to be able to participate together for it to be team accomplishments and not just a few members of the congregation? You better believe it. And so, really, if we're not able or we're not giving, then we're doing ourselves a disservice. There's a second part of that is each situation is individual. I know that a lot of you guys have individual circumstances where you have zero money that you don't even have cash. Like, what's cash? And there's a lot of people, not just like, hey, I always use my debit card, but hey, at the end of the month, there's zero. Well, one of the things that I do appreciate is that this is based upon faith. And there are a number of you that are in that situation and you still find ways to give back. That should be commended. It's not just, okay, what goes in the black box in the back. It's like, hey, I was thinking about the kids, okay, and I wanted to buy these things for our youth. I wanted to get supplies for the rally. Guys, that stuff matters. That makes a difference. It counts just the same as the money in the box in the back. Okay? But it takes all of us contributing to be able to get done what we need to get done. Okay? Our time matters. Wrapping up the financial aspect, again, I'm more than happy to go over any specific numbers that you have or questions that you have individually with you. Lastly, you're glad I said that. lastly, one of the things that I just want to encourage you to do is we hit three major areas today about the things that we have coming up. A lot of encouragement for the direction that we're going, the teamwork that we have with one another, the different opportunities that we have in Christ. But the major thing that I would really like from all of us is to pray together. And I want to encourage you to pray about the rally, to pray for wisdom that we make the right decisions that are going to be the most effective for the kingdom with our finances. I want to pray that we have opportunities with the lost, that we have opportunities to be able to communicate the purpose, the shared purpose that we have all together. Again, the Lord has it all. And so God wants us to petition him for it all, to consider how we can best serve Jesus in Lima and in the surrounding areas and how we can make the good news go forth from this place and the entire region around us. We want to make sure that we're thinking big enough. It's not just our little group here, and hopefully we can keep moving forward. Guys, it's a lot bigger than that. There's a spiritual revolution that we need to participate in, and it's going to take each and every one of us moving forward in the same direction to be able to be pleasing to King Jesus and to accomplish our purpose. What else would you rather do than accomplish the purpose of God in our time? Let's do it together.